and Darren give you the Top 5 Things podcast. I'm Dave. He's Darren. What's up, Darren?
Hey, what up?
Bing bong.
That's right. Bing bong.
Welcome to today's installment of the Top 5 Things. One I'm sure you'll enjoy. I mean, probably. If you've listened to any of these things, you kind of know what you're getting into.
You've got to fix on things, don't you?
You know damn well what's about to happen here.
Bing bong.
Nobody acts surprised. If this is your very first time listening to the
difference.
Top 5 Things podcast, do you think that's possible? Do you think people are still discovering the show? That's possible, right? If you're new, hey, we're glad you're here. If you're not new, we're glad you're here too. Well, I'm glad anyone's taking the time to listen to this thing. With all the podcasts and all the other stuff there is to listen to, and you chose to be here, thanks for that.
The podcast is brought to you by Nature's Treatment of Illinois. They happen to have two locations. There's one on Tech Drive in Milan and one on West Main Street in Galesburg. And now both locations are open 7 days a week. And at both locations, you can order items online through Leafly by going to the website ntillinois.com.
Number one.
New research suggests 3 seconds of weightlifting can improve your muscle strength.
That must be high impact.
Yo, what are you lifting? A SUV?
School bus?
New study published in the Scandinavian Journal of Medicine and Science and Sports shows lifting weights for as little as 3 seconds a day at maximum effort can improve your muscle strength.
Okay.
The lead researcher, Ken Nosaka, from Edith Cowan University School of Medical and Health Sciences, collaborated with researchers from the Nagata University of Health and Welfare in Japan. The study involved 39 healthy university students performing one muscle contraction at maximum effort for 3 seconds per day, 5 days a week, over 4 weeks. They were doing bicep curls at maximum effort for 3 seconds. And they said that the muscle strength increased by more than 10%. As opposed to the 13 students who performed no exercise over the same period. That's what you want to be. If you're involved in an experiment and it's an exercise experiment, see if you can get in the control group.
Double blind.
You guys are going to work out for 3 seconds. Oh, man, I wish I got that assignment. That's easy. Hang on. You will do nothing. Yay!
All right, I'm going to try to clean and jerk this desk.
Maximum effort for 3 seconds. Lengthy workouts.
And done.
Might not be necessary, they say.
You know what? I'm back in the gym again. All right.
It's going to take you more time to walk into the gym than it is to work out. That's what I need to do. I need to reactivate the gym membership, walk in, lift for 3 seconds, and leave.
I'll have a Coco Loco to go, please.
Give me one of those smoothies. Yeah. Really, I'm really feeling it right here in the biceps.
I'm going to make my way to the juice bar now.
This study suggests that a very small amount of exercise stimulants, even like 60 seconds in 4 weeks, can increase your muscle strength.
What kind of trouble would I get in if I started taking performance-enhancing drugs?
You wouldn't get in any trouble. You're not a professional athlete.
That's what I thought.
It would wreak havoc on your body.
Look at me. I'm jacked!
People, they say here, many people think you have to spend a lot of time exercising, but it's not the case. Short, good-quality exercise can still be good for your body, and every muscle contraction counts. Professor Nosaka says the findings were exciting for developing programs for the aging population, and that could help prevent age-related diseases.
I wonder if throwing a good fit once a day is good for you.
It's really...
Some sort of, like a tantrum. just a childlike fit.
Well, I think
kicking and screaming.
Yeah, in order to get the benefits, it has to be a genuine tantrum, right?
Well, yeah.
You can't just decide to throw a tantrum. you have to be provoked in such a way that it happens.
I can find a reason to throw a fit once a day.
That's my secret. I'm always angry.
I'm living on the edge.
Studies showed all three lifting methods have some benefits for muscle strength, whether it's isometric, concentric, or eccentric lifting. What is eccentric lifting?
Now, do we need to take my... Do we need to take my biorhythms in, you know, in concern here?
I think that's probably a good idea. An isometric contraction is when the muscle is stationary under load. Concentric is when the muscle is shortening, and eccentric is when the muscle is lengthening. They say that the significant improvements were people that did the eccentric lifting. That seems like you're lifting something weird. He's really eccentric when he lifts. It's not for everybody. He's out there doing the Charles Nelson Reilly workout.
How's that for a chopper?
Well, 3 seconds a day. That's all it takes, apparently. See, this reminds me of when...
Yeah, just try to lift your car every morning.
This reminds me of when my roommate Stinky and I got taken in by the people at Abflex.
Right.
Back in the 90s when we bought an Abflex machine.
You went in on it together.
We did. We did. The old Target, which is now the Burlington Coat Factory there in Bettendorf.
Yeah.
The Abflex, the gimmick was...
Now, is this the one that you laid on the floor, or is this the one that you pulled toward yourself?
You pulled it towards your gut.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea was, with each one you did, it was the equivalent of, like, 30 sit-ups. So I would work out on this thing for, like, 5 minutes.
Oh, God.
And just be like, oh, ripped. I'm shredded. Look at me. Oh, look, I'm an Adonis on this.
Look at all that donut weight just melt away.
Yeah. It didn't, though.
No.
It really didn't.
You know what I deserve?
Uh-huh.
A donut. Maybe two.
Your stomach look like this?
I mean, think
about
it.
In just a few minutes a day, it could look like this. If you start using this. It's the revolutionary new Abflex.
That's
and
right.
It's so easy to use, so affordable, and so incredibly effective. It makes all these painful exercises and all this high-priced equipment totally obsolete. So join special guest television star Jenny Lee Harrison, inventor Martin Vanderhoven, and martial arts legend Tiger Yang, and discover the fast way to a firm stomach.
Martin Vanderhoven had to leave the country.
And I don't think Tiger Yang's a real person. In retrospect, having watched this video tape that came with the Abflex, I think they made up Tiger Yang.
Turns out Tiger Yang was just a CB handle. We all got taken for a ride, a big long ride.
It's a trap.
Yeah. Now, if I worked up...
Hey, good buddy, this is Tiger Yang.
If I worked up enough resistance
mm-hmm.
that is the equivalent of burning 3 donuts, then I'm ahead of the game by just having 2 donuts.
I
made room for 3 donuts. I'm only having 2. Tiger Yang said it'd be okay.
It's cool. I'm going to go ahead and get the blueberry jelly donut. And you should know I'm training at the Tiger Yang Dojo.
What's your 10-20, Tiger Yang?
By that, I mean...
Duncan's Natch.
I've got an Abflex I keep under my bed.
Yes.
Yeah, Tiger Yang...
Please welcome Grandmaster Tiger Yang.
Grandmaster of what?
He's a 3-time heavyweight taekwondo champion and a 10th degree black belt. In fact, he's appeared in over 30 kung fu movies. He's even been the martial arts instructor for the CIA. Tiger, you've used...
None of this is true.
Uh-uh.
Right? That can't be right. He's the kung fu director of the CIA? Come on, man. How did I fall for this?
Could be.
The Abflex. Well, what do you think?
I think Martin found the secret.
Upflex is the best way to get a strong stomach.
That's coming from a man who knows about abdominal muscles, folks. In fact, he's about to show us just how strong his are. Tiger's assistants are going to attempt to break
three cinder blocks
over his stomach. All right. Ooh. Are you ready, Tiger?
I'm ready.
Okay, here goes.
Wait a second. I've an idea. Why doesn't Martin do this?
Martin? Why Martin?
Martin's been using the Amplex longer than anybody, so his abs should be just as strong as Tiger's.
Okay, I'll do it.
Wait a minute.
Wait just a minute. This is a curveball.
Okay, let's try.
Don't try this at home.
Or do. What do we care, idiots? Go ahead and put some cinder blocks on your stomach.
Isn't this how they killed Bruce Lee?
Oh, Martin. Do you regret inventing this now? Now Tiger Yang has the sledgehammer.
Well, that third swing was to the testicles.
My favorite part of this is Jenny Lee Harrison is hiding behind someone in terror. It was her idea to have him get the blocks sledgehammered on his stomach. And then as soon as it happens, like, it's almost like she dared him, hoping he wouldn't take her up on it.
They used a rubber mallet to break it.
Yeah, I fell for all of this. I fell for this entire nonsense. These were infomercials.
You needed to kickstart something. I've got to make something happen.
It was
I'm spinning my wheels at this point.
This infomercial was on like Channel 18 at 3:00 in the morning. So like when Don West had the day off yelling about Jim Int 10 cards, I'd watch the Abflex infomercial.
So with the Abflex you had it underneath your bed, you didn't have it like hanging on the wall as if it was a guitar?
No.
You could have had it on a guitar hook. That's the Abflex. That would have been pretty impressive when you had somebody over. Oh, I see. You got the Amplex.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
I put it on the wall.
Do you play? Well, I'm just starting.
Well, I put it there because much like a guitar, I shred on it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You wanna watch me do a couple? This is like doing 30 push-ups just right here, just like this.
30, 60, 90. Who wants to go for some donuts?
I remember Stinky and I found it at the Target. We were so excited because we'd been watching the infomercials.
Was it like a Christmas gift to each other?
We went halvesies on it.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. It wasn't like a gift. It was like, we're doing this and we'll share it and we'll keep it in my room.
Did you wipe it down?
No, I don't remember doing that. No. Never really got sweaty enough to it
I don't imagine
an issue. No. And then,
I mean, did you guys have a rule that you had to have your clothes on to use it?
I remember saying to Stinky, as we were leaving the checkout line there at the Target in Bettendorf, I said, Stinky, we walked into this Target, two boys, and we're leaving, two men.
You should have bought each other a stick as well, because you're gonna have to fight them off. What?
Stinky? Hi, baby girl.
Stinky, let's go buy a couple sticks, too. Or should we just buy one stick and share it to fight off all the girls?
Talk me out of it.
No.
It actually should have come with a stick or a baseball bat.
I got an Abflex and a rape whistle.
Yeah, right.
You can't be too careful. It's 1996, I tell you.
Number two.
There's a pizza place in Philadelphia that is offering a mea culpa.
Mm-hmm.
Charo's Pizza and Restaurant. It's in Sellersville, Pennsylvania. They ran an ad in a magazine. And at first look, it just looks like a normal ad for like a Valentine's Day.
Some sort of pizza deal, huh?
Yeah, well, this looks like it's more like a dessert and coffee thing that they've got going on.
Okay.
It says, stop in for a sweet treat for your sweetie, Chiaro's, and then it's like, love at first bite. Try our award-winning pizza and hoagies. try our hoagies. Mm-hmm. They get three locations. So they ran this ad in a local magazine there with a couple of coupons at the bottom, and it looks fine. There's like a picture of a chocolate cake, like a molten lava chocolate cake, looks delicious.
Yeah.
And then there's a picture of like a cappuccino. And when you look at the cappuccino at first, it doesn't really seem like it's that unusual. But if you really study the cappuccino, you realize that there's been some photoshopping going on.
Uh-huh.
And at the top of the cappuccino, it's a naked dude. It's a picture of a naked dude. And it's like this is a picture of a naked dude that's gone viral. Like you would recognize the guy if you saw him. If you spent any time online, you know the picture of this guy. Big dude. And he's just there letting it all hang out on the top of the cappuccino.
Uh-huh.
They have had to now apologize.
So this some is, sort of subliminal message? Is that
the
idea?
Well, they're saying that they didn't know. They're saying it was a mistake.
Well, someone put it together.
We deeply apologize for letting this slip by. None of our proofreaders, the Community Connection proofreaders. Community Connection is like one of those free magazines, right?
Yeah.
Or the actual printer proofers caught the mistake before it was printed and circulated. We're working on making sure this does not happen again. We at Chiaro's pride ourselves on being a family-oriented pizzeria and restaurant. This is a devastating situation for all of us involved, as we are sure it has been for all of you. Please accept our sincerest apologies.
In our defense, this is how families are formed.
It's just a big naked guy with his everything. It's pretty graphic, frankly. And I had to look at it twice before I saw it. Once you see it, you can't unsee it.
Is it like,
excuse me while I whip this out.
Is it like the guy in the Camel cigarettes?
No. This is
much more blatant than
that. No. This is very graphic. Oh, yeah. No, this is... He's the naked guy from the naked guy meme. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't. Naked guy meme.
Well, I'm telling you, you see this guy in a lot of memes. And not always with the private part hanging out. Mm. But like when you see his face, you're like, oh, yeah, that's the guy that's naked. Okay. So they must have just... I don't know how you get this picture, right? Like, just seems like... They must have just grabbed a random picture that they didn't have the rights to, or it doesn't make a lot of sense. Somebody was up to something. The Super Bowl is this weekend. It's on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It is the most popular television event of the year, and it's the one thing that everybody wants to get their ads on. I'm already seeing Super Bowl ads, which I don't care for. Save them for the Super Bowl. Last night, I was watching Jeopardy, and there's this clearly meant to be a Super Bowl ad with Scarlett Johansson and Colin Jost. And I had to turn it off because I'm thinking, no, save this for Sunday. I don't want to see it now. If I've already seen the commercial and during the Super Bowl, what are you doing? Every brand you can think of is doing some sort of Super Bowl promotion, including the people at Tushy Bidet. They've announced their own Super Bowl promotion. A bidet, of course, is a little fountain that is in your toilet and cleans you.
Yeah, like a sprinkler in your toilet.
Right.
Like some sort of a hose.
Well, they thought this was a good idea. The people at Tushy Bidet, it says,
like a drinking fountain in your toilet.
Don't drink. Don't drink from the Tushy. They are offering $10,000 if you send them your first big game poop on what they're calling Super Bowl Monday.
Oh, boy.
Bonus points, it says here, if you tell us what food it used to be.
Oh, boy.
So what they're asking you to do is fill yourself up with all the Super Bowl goodies on Sunday. Then on Monday... Send them a picture of your of your scat in the toilet. Which means on Monday, people at Tushy are going to have to sort through the pictures to find a winner for the $10,000.
You think you have a crap job?
Why? I mean, other than getting people like us to talk about it, why would you do this?
Yeah, it's a very specific fetish.
And bonus points if you tell us what food it used to be.
No.
What is that about?
What kind of conversation is that?
That's messed up, right?
In polite society? Come on.
So, yeah, they want you to, they call it Super Bowl. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's even worse. I thought it was Super Bowl because it's a bidet. It's Super Bowel Monday. Super Bowel Monday. That's even worse somehow. Post your poop on the timeline and tag us. So you're supposed to take a picture of your
leavings. Is that even allowed?
And then post it on Twitter with a hashtag to enter the contest.
Wouldn't that get you banned?
It says if you're poop shy, you can shoot us a DM. What?
Yeah.
No purchase necessary to enter or win. A purchase or payment will not improve your chances of winning. All federal, state, local, and municipal laws and regulations apply. Void where prohibited. Well, I'm trying.
Well, everywhere.
Don't.
Isn't this prohibited everywhere? You can't.
You're only supposed to void in certain places. The Super Bowel Contest is open solely to legal residents of the 50 United States and the District of Columbia who are 18 years of age or older at the time of entry. How to enter. The entry period for the contest begins at 3:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on February the 13th, and it ends at 11:59 Pacific Standard Time on February the 14th. Tushy's computer is the official timekeeping device for this contest. Post or DM your entry to any of the following social media channels, Twitter or Instagram. You must include the hashtag Tushy Super Bowel.
This sounds like entrapment to me.
I just don't know what you're...
I think you're all going to get locked up.
And you should. It says here, entries cannot be sexually explicit or suggestive. Promote alcohol, illegal drugs, tobacco, marijuana, firearms, or any activities that appear unsafe or dangerous. Contain obscene, profane, discriminatory, defamatory, or inappropriate.
Or gross.
It's a picture of your poop. How is that not by itself? Also, don't have any background artwork or music, unless it's an original work of the entrant.
Right. Don't use any licensed music. So they've gone through this with a fine-tooth comb. And they're still thinking this is a good idea.
All eligible entries will be judged by a panel of at least three qualified judges. Such qualifications as determined by Tushy in Tushy's sole and exclusive discretion based on the following judging criteria on a scale of 1 to 5. Texture of entry, color of entry, mass of entry, and extra flair of entry. In the event of a tie, the tiebreaker will be based upon the highest point score for the extra flair of entry, continuing thereafter to each judging criterion in the order listed above. The grand prize winner will be selected and announced on February the 22nd. $10,000. You will win. The grand prize winner will receive a $10,000 cash prize and a Tushy Classic bidet. So, I understand you came into some money. How'd you get that 10 grand? Take a picture of my dump, put it on the internet. There's no way they're going through with this, right? We're going to have an announcement here tomorrow saying, after further review, we're not doing this. We got people to talk about our product for free, and that's all we wanted. They're not really going to subject people to this contest, are they?
They'll pull the plug.
But it's too late. They're going to get a bunch of weirdos taking pictures of their stuff.
Finally.
Finally a contest.
Finally the cover I needed. Finally, I can release the beast within.
There are a handful of people that are getting this information, and it's like their dreams have all come true.
Mm-hmm.
7-18.
All I need is a little cover to expose the fact that I'm a maniac.
Number three.
We need to talk about the Batman.
The Batman?
Yeah. It's time we have a discussion.
And the Batman calzone?
That, somebody pointed out on Twitter that the Batman calzone.
Calzone? Yeah.
What's the difference?
That's what it's called.
The Batman calzone looks exactly like a feminine pad.
God.
When you look at how they've got it kind of laid out in the box.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Now with wings.
The Batman is coming to theaters next month.
And that's got your vampire as Batman.
Well, Robert Pattinson is Bruce Wayne this time around. And yes, he's known for his role as...
one of the vampires.
Yes.
Or the only vampire.
No, I think they're all vampires.
No, the one guy, isn't the one guy a werewolf?
It's vampires versus werewolves in a high school.
At a high school.
Yeah.
And
then
Michael
Stewart...
J. Fox is not to be found.
No. No, there aren't any vampires in Teen Wolf. There's only werewolves.
Right.
Werewolves and vampires, like, that's a decision you have to make. If you're doing a werewolf movie, are there going to be any vampires to fight or
what
not?
What would you rather be?
Would I rather be a vampire or a werewolf?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. That's a great question. I don't think I like the idea of having to suck people's blood.
Yeah.
The idea of just...
good way of getting, you know what.
Bloodborne diarrhea?
Yeah, you got the big D, and you got it from me.
Diarrhea.
I'm gonna get the big D.
I'm going to explain to you.
And you're going to get it from thee.
When the microphones are off, I'll explain to you that the big D is not diarrhea in that song.
Well, it could be. It's open to interpretation.
I think I'd rather be... well, here's the thing, though. Like, a vampire, you're always in control, right?
But if you're a werewolf, you're going to be doing more than sucking blood. You're going to be actually taking a bite out of somebody.
Yeah. Maybe I'd want to be a vampire because they're always in control. I don't know if I like the idea of...
and they're relatively smart dressers.
Well, but...
I don't know how much sleep you get.
Well,
I don't know about hanging upside down when you sleep.
Yeah, I don't
know.
That could get
old fast.
Yeah.
I mean, just think about that practically. If you're a werewolf, at least you get to kind of curl up in a ball.
Yeah, and if you're a werewolf, too...
you snap back to being a person.
The full moon is only a couple days a month.
Yeah.
You know?
Whereas every night it's, you know, or every day there's sunlight.
Yeah, I think I would much rather be, yeah.
I think it's just practically easier to be a werewolf.
It's just practically easier, yes. Put me down for a werewolf if I get a choice. You become a werewolf when you're bitten by another werewolf? How do you become a werewolf?
Do you become a vampire on the first bite? Or is it like a series of bites?
Yeah, I think that depends.
It's a series of bites, isn't it?
I think
don't
it depends.
You have to be bit more than once?
Well, because a vampire will either drain you
completely.
Or bite you and not
just
drain
you a little bit.
And then you become a vampire.
Gotcha.
I think that's how that works.
He can either kill you or turn you into a vampire.
I don't know how it worked in the Twilight movies. But he ends up biting that Kristen Stewart.
Yeah.
And then... they end up having a baby, and the werewolf falls in love with the baby.
What?
Yeah. No, that's what Twilight is.
Why? I thought the werewolf was in love with the same girl as the vampire.
I think at some point...
instead, he falls in love with a baby?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
I think that's how it ends.
That's troubling.
I haven't watched a minute of it. But I think that that's what Twilight is. I think in the last movie...
wait a minute. So
the werewolf is in love with the baby.
The werewolf is in love with... what's the actress's name?
Kristen Stewart.
Okay, so he's in love with her, and it's a battle between her and the vampire.
But
then all of a sudden it's like, you know what? Go ahead and take her. I'm going to have your baby.
I'm not sure that the werewolf is putting the moves on Kristen Stewart.
No?
I think that that's just... the vampire and her, but the vampire and the werewolf don't get along. But again, I haven't... help us out on the text line at 470-239-SHOW if you've watched any of the Twilight movies. There's five of them. Is that right? Twilight, Twilight Saga, New Moon, and Twilight Saga, Eclipse.
Marries the baby in the last, like, that's the walk-off.
I don't know that they get married, but I know the werewolf is in love with the baby.
Oh, boy.
She has the vampire's baby, and then the werewolf's like, I love that baby. And they're like,
oh, boy.
Oh, well, it's great that you you like our baby. And he's like,
can I babysit for that baby?
I'm in love with the baby. That baby will be my bride. That's what the werewolf says, I think. Am I way off on this?
Problematic.
470-23 Nacho. I'm trying to remember what I've heard about it. Because when I heard that, I thought, how are they releasing that?
Yeah, that tears it.
How is that something people enjoy?
How does that get past the censors?
The first part of Breaking Dawn deals with Bella and Edward as they get married. And Bella becomes pregnant.
They get married in the first movie?
That's in the fourth of five movies. Oh. They get married, and then she becomes pregnant with a vampire, which I don't know how that would work. Because then is the baby born like half vampire and half human? She almost dies. Kristen Stewart's character, Bella, almost dies because of the half vampire, half human child. Is the baby just sucking her blood from the inside?
The baby's got fangs?
No, thanks. The second part of the Breaking Dawn series sees the climax of Bella and Edward's relationship. Bella must learn, as a newly transformed vampire, to use her special shield powers, as well as protect her half-human, half-vampire daughter, Renesmee. Then there's a battle between the...
That's not a real name. It's a made-up name.
The battle between the vampires and the wolves. I'm telling you, I heard somewhere that the movie's about Wolf Boy is in love with the baby. I'm telling you, I heard that somewhere. Robert Pattinson, who is now Batman, he goes from being one of the most famous vampires in the movies to now being Batman, who is not a vampire, does not sleep upside down, doesn't even turn into a bat. But he's
bat-related
again.
He's
bat-adjacent. Robert Pattinson is saying that this movie is unlike any other Batman movie that's ever been made.
In what way?
And you'll realize that, he says, as soon as you see the opening shots. The first frame.
Is it a shark trying to bring down a helicopter? Because we've seen that before.
He says, I watched a rough cut of the movie by myself, and the first shot is so jarring from any other Batman movie that it's just kind of a totally different pace. Matt Reeves is the director of the Batman, and Pattinson says, it was what Matt was saying from the first meeting I had with him. I want to do a 70s noir detective story, like The Conversation. And I kind of assumed that meant the mood board or something, the look of it. But from the first shot, it's, oh, this actually is a detective story. Pattinson said, went on to say, I feel like an idiot because I didn't even know that Batman was the world's greatest detective. I hadn't heard that in my life before, but it really plays. Because there's a lot of stuff where he's in amongst the cops. Normally, when you see Batman, he arrives and beats people up, but he's having conversations, and there are emotional scenes between them, which I don't think have been in any of the films. Batman is the world's greatest detective. That's like how I remember him from the comic books.
Mm.
They would say he was the world's greatest detective. So that's what they're going for with this movie. It sounds great, although I must say, you get Zoe Kravitz as Catwoman, you got Paul Dano as the Riddler, Jeffrey Wright as Commissioner Gordon, John Turturro is Carmine Falcone. Colin Farrell is Oswald Cobblepot or the Penguin. It looks terrific, and it'll be in theaters on March 4th. But I will say I was a little put off when I read that the movie is close to 3 hours long.
Oh, boy.
I don't need a Batman that's 3 hours long. I don't know that anybody does. We'll find out here in a couple of weeks whether it's worth it. There's someone on Reddit, the subreddit where they wonder if they're in the wrong.
Mm-hmm. Batman related?
Yeah. She says, my husband and I are expecting a baby. And as you may know, there's a new Batman movie releasing in early March.
The Batman.
My husband's a big fan of that kind of stuff, and he wants to see the movie on opening day. The issue is, our estimated due date is the day the movie comes out. I know that only a fraction of babies are actually born on the exact due date, but I've always been very regular on my periods, and I have a feeling that I may be one of those cases. He says it's important to see the movie the first day because of spoilers, and that even if I end up having the baby that day, he is watching the movie. At worst, he would arrive a few hours late, and it's not a big deal. He says I'm being irrational and emotional because of being pregnant, and I'm upset because I feel deprioritized by him. So am I the jerk here? And of course, everyone agrees that, no, your husband's a jerk. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's the same movie the next day.
Yeah. I don't even know if you should go see it the next day. Like, wait another week. And to avoid spoilers, you know a good way to not look at your phone and check out fan sites? Have a newborn baby.
I suppose so.
You're not really spending a lot of time surfing the net looking to see what the Batman's up to when there's a tiny human being depending on you to keep it alive for a couple of years. Look, babe. Baby or no, I'm going to see the movie on opening day. And yeah, the fact that it's 3 hours long. Even if she's like just, you know, due, that just seems like a huge mistake. We have people, thank you everybody for the text at 470-23-NACHO. People explaining this werewolf baby thing that I'm not getting. I'm either.
Did you have it right?
Here's a text from the 309. It says, werewolf imprinted on the baby. He doesn't get to choose. He's not in love with the baby. She grows faster than a normal human. And when she's old enough, they fall in love. So she goes from being a baby to being like a teenager right away?
In a week?
I don't know how that works. So you have a baby, and then the baby's going to school with you, and your husband. I don't quite get this. Renesmee is the daughter of Bella, and
not her real name.
The vampire. She's considered to be a miracle because of what it took to keep her and her mother alive throughout the pregnancy. She has the ability to show people her thoughts by touching them.
Why don't you just tell me what you're thinking?
So the werewolf got imprinted. I don't understand.
Like a baby duckling?
The first baby this wolf sees, it's going to fall in love with.
I'll follow you to the river.
No, he didn't. He's not in love with the baby.
But he falls in love with the baby.
Yeah, when she's old enough, they fall in love. Okay, that still seems weird, though. If you know someone the day that they're born, you shouldn't fall in love with them, even if they grow at a faster rate. That just seems... I'm not here to push my morals, but that just seems all kinds of messed up.
Well, what if you're like 5 years old and you remember someone being born?
That would be different. But if you're...
And it was just in passing. They live down the block.
Yeah, well, obviously that's different.
And then you went away to college.
Jeez, so he's imprinted. I don't know what that means. You were right. He was originally in love with Kristen Stewart's character. You got that part right. I guess I got that wrong. After unsuccessfully trying to take Bella from her vampire boyfriend, Edward,
there you go.
Jacob fell into a state of depression caused by a broken heart. Soon after this, Bella became pregnant with her and Edward's baby. Jacob was repulsed because
revenge.
He saw the baby the same way he saw Edward, a monster. This made his hatred for the baby clear on multiple occasions,
but
including when he became angry at Bella for saying that the baby reminded her of him. Bella nearly died giving birth to the baby, who she named Renesmee.
Not her real name.
During Bella's transformation into a vampire, Jacob believed that she had died and attempted to kill Renesmee for revenge. But when he made eye contact with Renee's me, he involuntarily imprinted on her. He then realized why he and Bella were pulled towards each other during her pregnancy. It's because the baby was a significant part of Bella and makes her the object of his imprint. Okay.
You call it what you want.
It's messed up.
I still don't see how it gets past the censors.
Number four.
6 million people are going to get engaged on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
So check my math. That's 3 million couples. 6 million people get engaged every Valentine's Day, but it's the second most popular day to get engaged.
And what is the most popular?
Christmas.
Christmas Day?
Christmas Day is a bigger day to get engaged than Valentine's Day. Never would have guessed that in a million years. 40% of all engagements happen between November and February. So from November to February, that's 40% of all engagements. Let me ask you, when would you guess the idea of chocolates in a heart-shaped box? When do you think that started? When did somebody have the idea to put chocolates in a heart-shaped box?
1969.
That's an excellent guess.
It was a turbulent year.
69, dudes!
We're about to put a man on the moon. Surely we can put chocolates in a heart-shaped box. You got the decade right, but the century wrong.
1869.
1861, actually. Cadbury had the idea to put chocolates in a heart-shaped box in 1861. And the idea was, in addition, of course, to the chocolate, she would also get a reusable decorative box. The boxes were a gigantic hit. But they didn't patent the idea of a heart-shaped box. And then every other chocolate maker went ahead and ripped them off.
And maybe you don't have to put as much candy in a heart-shaped box as opposed to a square or rectangular box.
Mm-hmm. That's even more genius.
You're kind of cutting down on floor space there, aren't you?
Hallmark started mass-producing Valentine's Day cards in 1913. So that's been going on for a while. There are billions of dollars to be made on Valentine's Day. Last year, Valentine's Day spending was $21.8 billion. That was far less than the amount that was spent the previous year because of the pandemic of $27.4 billion.
And you think you're going with the cribbage board?
Well, I'm rethinking that.
Did you get a text?
No.
Did you get a text from someone saying, forget the cribbage board? That's
not interested in a cribbage board for Valentine's Day.
Save it.
Yeah. Maybe I'll float that as an idea and see what kind of reception I get.
I wonder if February 15th has got to be a big day. Or probably even starts on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
A big day for someone who is a big candy fan that doesn't like to spend a lot of money. the frugal chocoholic.
Stocking up on those boxes. Yeah,
Tuesday's got to be a big day for them, right?
There are people who circle February 15th.
Yeah, or maybe in the evening on February, on Valentine's Day, that evening. Time to hit the stores.
Tips for getting the best discounts on candy after Valentine's Day.
Yes.
I like this. It says, yes, people love each other. That's great. Now that Valentine's Day is over, it's time for the biggest sweet lovers holiday of the year.
That's exactly right.
It's the first discount candy day of the year.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I would think November 1st would be the biggest discount candy day of the year. Although this past November 1st, there wasn't any candy left on the shelves. The day after Christmas used to be a big candy holiday.
Candy savings.
Uh-huh. But now the candy is on the shelves longer, so they don't really. I guess with Christmas, you don't discount the Christmas candy the day after Christmas because it's kind of a happy holiday thing, right?
Well, and Christmas candy, you're talking about 3 months there.
And then the day after Easter, that candy is very specific to that holiday, right? I mean, are there people that want to eat Peeps after Easter?
Well, is Easter as big a chocolate candy holiday? It doesn't seem like it's as big a chocolate holiday.
Yeah, you're right.
As Valentine's Day.
Yeah, you're right.
Valentine's seems to lend itself more to chocolate than Easter.
Well, the candy is the biggest present in terms of like what the most people give.
Sure.
Is candy. The most common Valentine's Day gift is candy.
Yeah.
By far the most popular token of affection. Then cards.
Blows
and
away
then
flowers.
Flowers.
Yeah.
Only 10% of Americans wind up getting a jewelry.
Well, yeah.
For Valentine's Day. Here's the thing about St. Valentine. Don't really know a lot about him. They didn't keep the best records. Not really sure who St. Valentine even was. Some say he was a priest and a physician who lived in Rome and was killed by Emperor Claudius II after being discovered secretly wedding lovers as a tactic to get men out of military service. That's the story I've always heard. But he may have also been a bishop in Italy. And there was another Valentine who lived in Africa. So it could be him, too. Who knows?
Who was Mallory's boyfriend in real life? Wasn't he a Valentine?
Scott Valentine was the actor who played Nick on Family Ties.
I knew you would know.
If Family Ties is a Jeopardy category,
oh boy,
I'm running the table.
No, you just basically see, if we're watching you on Jeopardy,
uh-huh,
and Family Ties is one of the categories, uh-huh, it's just like, look at the big smile on Dave's face when they show him again.
What is Without Us?
That's the correct. Categories are REM, Family Ties.
Hang on. Hang on. This is my dream scenario.
Right.
What are we doing? What are we doing here?
Uh-huh.
Let's take a look at the board.
I hate mayonnaise.
You'll have to answer with just telling us that you hate mayonnaise. I can do that. This is a dream come true.
The categories are REM.
Yes.
Family Ties.
Yes.
Picky Eater.
Yes. Things Dave won't eat.
Boy, that got pretty specific.
This white condiment is made with eggs. What is mayonnaise? That's it.
I won't eat it.
The Catholic Church took St. Valentine off the general Roman calendar. Now, what year do you think they did that in?
What's that?
When did the Catholic Church take St. Valentine off the general Roman calendar? And in terms of, like, feast days.
Mm-hmm.
The Catholic Church at one point decided, we're taking St. Valentine off the big board of the Roman calendar. What year do you think the Catholic Church made that decision?
1369.
No, the answer is 1969.
69, dudes!
Yeah. He's also, by the way, not only the patron saint of lovers, he is the patron saint of beekeepers, travelers, people with epilepsy, and the patron saint of fainting.
Shouldn't you just concentrate on one thing? What's with all this multitasking?
That's a great point.
I mean, if you're the patron saint of something, concentrate on one thing.
Yeah, I would think that would be how it works, but that's never how it works. I don't know of any saint that's just a patron saint of one thing.
Okay.
They tend to get a bunch of stuff.
A bunch thrown on their plate, huh?
Yeah, right.
If you want this sainthood, you're going to have to work for it.
Right. The list of... And then the thing, too, is it's weird when there is a patron saint. There's more than one patron saint of a thing. Like... If you're the patron saint of beekeepers, right, like St. Valentine,
yeah,
then that should be your thing. There's also a Bernard of Clairvaux and Ambrose of Milan. So there's three patron saints of beekeepers. How does that work?
I wonder if there's a patron saint of the New Orleans Saints.
There is not. No.
It could be Cooper Manning.
There's a patron saint of broadcasters. That's Gabriel, the archangel. Thank you, Gabriel. Patron saint of, let's see. Gosh, there's
fast
food. You name it. Fast food? I bet there's a patron saint of like waiters. The patron saint of waiters is Saint Zita. She also helps you find lost keys. Not to be confused with Saint Anthony, who helps you find lost everything.
The category is, I like Star Wars.
Oh my God. I would pass out.
He's just like, oh my God. things Dave won't eat.
I would pass out. Our categories are Speed Racer. Uh-huh. Oh, this is gonna be. I just lean over to the other two contestants and say, I got this. Want you to take a little rest here. You're not getting this. Valentine's Day is
early 90s Loras College.
Interesting phone mails. No, I got this. But then what if I blow it on that? What if I get those wrong? What if it's like, you know, this 1995 REM album features songs such as What's the Frequency, Kenneth? And I buzz in and I'm like, what is New Adventures in Hi-Fi? Oh, what are you doing?
The man's a monster.
I just somehow, I get obvious things wrong. Oh, no. And then I got to live with that for the rest of my life. That's the fear. I still have not heard from Jeopardy, by the way. And it's not for lack of checking my inbox. Haven't heard.
How many times a day?
Do I check my email?
For that specific email.
Well, if I'm being honest, and I try to be honest, every time I check my email, it's to see if the Clue Crew is reaching out.
Oh, that's what they're called.
To get me some sort of audition.
Mm-hmm.
So I can maybe be the guy that unseats the stay-at-home uncle.
Would it disqualify you if you suggested certain categories?
I think that's frowned upon.
Probably.
Yeah, I don't think
that's
they...
That's some sort of tampering.
Hey, anything you want to ask me about, like, the 2005 White Sox, that'd be
yeah.
That'd be great.
There you go, right.
You want to ask me anything about Star Wars or Game of Thrones, you know, just putting it out there. Might make our afternoon a lot easier for everybody. I'm trying to think of everybody here.
Just trying to make a better show, better products.
Yeah. If we could keep the math questions away, that'd be perfect.
Five.
Number five.
Peloton back in the news, and it's never good. Have you noticed that? Every time we talk about Peloton, it's either they've killed another fictional character on television, or now this, they laid off 2,800 people yesterday. Peloton announcing yesterday they're laying off 2,800 people as they attempt to right the ship following a string of controversies and corporate missteps.
Now, are those the people that make the bikes, or are those the people that are your trainers?
Yeah, I don't think they're getting rid of the trainers, because those people are like rock stars.
Are they?
Oh, yeah. No, the people on the Peloton that like do the classes.
Uh-huh. And I have to imagine, you have to be there at all times, right?
Well,
or you can only, I mean, if
they're live, and then there's some you can kind of take on demand.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not chained to the bike for a 12-hour shift, are you? Or maybe you are.
I mean, how long can you ride a bike?
There's a handful of them that have become like big stars where everybody wants to go to their classes. The North American employees, 2,800 that have been let go by Peloton, as part of the severance package, Peloton says they are offering them
a Peloton,
a complimentary membership to Peloton for 12 months. so you don't have to pay for the classes. Look, you can still come and ride for the next 12 months.
I mean, I don't know. You buy a bike, a stationary bike.
Yeah.
And then you have to pay to ride it?
Well, in order to take the classes and to have people, you know, yelling at you and telling you you're doing great and feel the burn and all of that stuff. It sounds to me like a Peloton is not something you'd be interested in getting.
I don't know about that.
This is a company that I think we all kind of first became aware of when they had that commercial 2 years ago where the husband bought his wife a Peloton for Christmas.
Get on the bike, fatso.
And everyone felt like that was an abusive thing to do.
What was she, like 120 pounds?
Yeah, no. Not somebody who needed to, well, you know. Maybe she just wanted to stay in shape. I don't know. What was weird was how everyone kind of rushed to her defense, saying what a monstrous thing to do to give someone an exercise bike for Christmas. And then 2 months later, you couldn't leave the house. And it turned out that was actually the greatest gift someone could have gotten
Fantastic gift. Exactly. Now, I don't know if you can do this with the Peloton, but I guess Bowflex now has a bike that's similar to that sort of thing.
Yeah, there's a lot of knockoffs.
Have you seen that where, but with the Bowflex one, it tilts.
Yeah.
So it looks like you're doing corners and stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Although my fear would be that I would fall off in my basement.
Clearly. And then I'd be trapped under the bike and
I'm pinned under this thing. Yeah, they had their earnings call yesterday. They announced a new CEO and that they were eliminating 2,800 jobs. They will also be scaling back their marketing. And the idea of making these things here in North America, you know, they make these things overseas.
Uh-huh.
And they wanted to have it be North American manufacturing jobs. They've decided, that's not going to work.
We put them
either.
In the box here in America. The boxes aren't from America, but we put them in a box here in America. I wonder how many miles the top trainer rides in a day. They're like chained to that bike.
Well, there was
500 miles a day or something.
One of the trainers was such a big deal that he was on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, is that right?
Cody Rigsby was a Peloton instructor.
He's a big deal.
Who was on the last season of Dancing with the Stars. And he has a crew called the Boo Crew that supports him. So this guy is like, and they thought, well, you know, having the Boo Crew will help him win on Dancing with the Stars.
Uh-huh.
So these people now, these trainers, a lot of them have big followings, like devoted followings, to the point where you almost wonder if they could take their game to another bike if something happens. The supply chain struggling to keep up with the unexpected surge in demand when everybody was eager to work out at home when the world fell apart in 2020, and that forced Peloton to have all kinds of fulfillment delays. They couldn't get the bikes where they needed to go. And then they spent $400 million on a factory in Ohio that now maybe they're not going to be using. The plan was to be making it all the products there by next year. And then yesterday they announced, we're not.
Hey, Peloton fans. That. What's the guy's name?
Cody Rigsby, the Boo Crew.
Yeah. Hey, Peloton fans, it's Cody.
Yeah.
Just letting you know that we're taking the Boo Crew, over to Schwinn.
Taking my talents.
We're taking our talents to Schwinn. So join us over there.
Yeah, you don't want to. None of the Peloton instructors were let go.
Okay.
That's all they have really now.
Forget we got rid of the people that make the bikes.
Uh-huh. Peloton's roster of instructors will not be impacted by the initiatives announced today. So there you go. They did not get rid of
that was a close call.
I know. That seemed like a company that was going to take over the world 2 years ago, and now kind of falling apart.
Well, maybe everyone's already got one.
Yeah.
I mean, you would think these things last for a while. Do you need to buy one every couple of years?
Yeah, I would hope they're put together to the point where the wheels don't fall off after 2 years.
And you don't really even need wheels.
Right.
Truth be told.
Right.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.
That's it for Dave and Darren and our top five things. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for listening.
The podcast is brought to you by Nature's Treatment of Illinois. Their goal is to fully understand their clients' needs physically, mentally, and emotionally, because they know it is not easy or fun to live with a chronic illness. Their experienced wellness consultants will sit down with you and discuss what options are going to work best to make you feel more comfortable. If you'd like to take a look at some frequently asked questions, those are answered at the website, ntillinois.com.
Until we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy and safe, Quad City.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities record spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock Island.
Come on, and it just don't stop.
East Moline,
yeah, they keeping it hot.
Well, it was fun. I'm going to go take a nap now, and then I think I'm going to call some hospitals.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Bing bong.